time is now 7 p.m. The room temperature is 63 degrees Fahrenheit, and the outside temperature, 32 degrees.
Alright, this is not going to be an absolutely perfect recording. This is being done on my USB microphone, but this is a real quick demonstration of the Independent Living Aids Atomic Talking Clock that sells there for, I think it's $40-some now. Just a quick description of the clock. I'm holding it here in my hand. It's about, I'd say 9 inches wide, about 5 inches tall, about 2 inches thick, I guess, something like that. I'm not real good on my measurements. Has a very large LCD panel across the middle of it on the front. And down below that has a button bar that cycles between different things it speaks. On the top, it has a large bar across the center. It goes most of the way across the top, and that's the announce time or whatever feature it's on. And it's also the snooze for the alarm. Okay, on the back, we have an indented section, and we have an up and down arrow along the side that's used to set the functions for alarm time or current time or time and date, things like that. Just over from that, there's another slider that slides to the left and the right. It's an announce on and off.
Announcement off. Announcement on.
Nice sturdy sliders. Not real easy to slide, but they're nice and stiff, and they'll last for a long time. Okay, on the other side of the arrows, we have a up and down slide.
The alarm time is set to 12 noon. Alarm off.
And that's for your alarm on and off. And when you turn it on, it announces what the alarm time is. Alright, and on the other side here on the back, along the top, we have a button you hold in, and that allows you, depending on what function it's set to, alarm time or regular time, to go through the settings. And if you hold it in,
setting time zone, Eastern Standard Time.
And then you can use your up and down arrow keys here on the back to adjust that. And when you're done,
setting time, 6 minutes past 7 p.m.
And you can use, again, your up and down arrows to adjust that.
Setting complete.
Okay. And if you're on the time, or on the date function here, where you can press in the front on this little bar across the front below the LCD.
Today's Saturday, February 21st.
And you go to the back here again, and you hold down the little round button.
Setting year. Year 2009. Setting date. Saturday, February 21st.
And these are adjustable with the up and down arrows, and then you just press the button when you're done.
Setting complete.
And that's about all there is to it. And we go back to the front here, and I'll hit the little bar again.
The room temperature is 62 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that's the indoor temperature displaying. The clock does have an outdoor temperature function as well. Uses a wireless remote unit that uses two AAA batteries.
The outside temperature is 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, and there's our outside temperature. These are in Fahrenheit. I think there is an adjustment inside in the battery department or compartment that will allow you to go to Celsius, but I'm not 100% sure there.
The time is now 8 minutes past 7 p.m.
And then it just wraps back around. And in whatever function you set it to here in the front.
Today's Saturday, February.
Let's say you want to know.
The room temperature is 62 degrees Fahrenheit.
The indoor temperature all the time. Then it will just, here on the top, if you press the bar, it's also your announcement for the current function.
The room temperature is 62 degrees Fahrenheit.
And it'll tell you that. Okay, I don't think I told you, but the clock runs on 2 AA batteries. As you know, it has alarm functions. Its alarm will go for 2 minutes. It is just a beep beep alarm. It just goes beep beep beep. The time is blah blah blah. Beep beep beep. The time is blah blah blah. And it will repeat that for 2 minutes. If you hit the snooze, it's a 5 minute snooze, and then that'll work a number of times as well. And that's about it. I don't remember what color it is. It does sit upright on the table and looks nice. And the batteries run a long time on the AA's. I've run them for months and months and months using it as an alarm clock and an announce, and it's in its announce mode. And I've had it for about 2 years now, and it runs really, really good. So there you go. That's what this clock is like. Okay, one other thing I didn't let you know is that this is an atomic clock, so you can use it in the United States, in the 48 lower United States, you know, not Alaska or not Hawaii. Doesn't work there. Picks up the signals from Denver that are broadcasted. And this will allow you to set the clock automatically if you just turn the clock on. Even if you don't set it, as long as it can get the signal, it will adjust that time automatically for you. And that keeps the clock really, really accurate.